Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we break down the techiest topics into bite-sized chunks. I'm Alex, here with the always curious Jamie.
Hey everyone, curious and ready to dive into today's topic, mastering Python stress testing in DevSecOps pipelines. I've got my diving gear on, Alex, but I hope we're not going too deep too fast.
Don't worry, Jamie, we'll keep things at the perfect depth. Plus, I've got some interesting code examples and real-world insights to share. So let's start with the basics. Jamie, when I say stress testing in a DevSecOps context, what comes to mind?
Well, I imagine it's like putting your code on a treadmill and cranking it up to max speed to see how long before it collapses.
That's one way to put it. Stress testing does push systems to their limits, but it's all about measuring how the system behaves under extreme conditions, like high traffic or limited resources. It's crucial in DevSecOps because it helps bridge development, security, and operations.
Okay, that makes sense. But why Python? Why not use other tools or languages?
Great question. Python shines due to its flexibility, readability, and the rich ecosystem of testing and automation libraries. Think about Asyncio for concurrency or IHTP for async HTTP requests. These tools make Python particularly well-suited for designing custom stress tests that can easily be integrated into DevSecOps pipelines.
So you're saying Python is the Swiss Army knife for stress testing?
Exactly. It's like having a toolbox that not only fits perfectly in your DevSecOps pipeline, but also comes with tools you didn't even know you needed.
Got it. Now, can you walk me through how one would set up a Python stress test, let's say for a web API?
Sure. First, you'd set up your environment and install dependencies like AOHTP and Asyncio. Then you'd write a script to launch concurrent requests to your API. Here's where it gets fun. You can use libraries like Rich to track progress in real time.
Wait, real-time progress tracking in the terminal? That sounds awesome, but also a bit daunting.
It might sound complex, but it's quite straightforward with Python. Plus, analyzing the results helps you understand your system's behavior, like latency and error rates, which is invaluable for ensuring your application can handle the stress of real-world use.
I see. And integrating this into a CI/CD pipeline, how does that work?
You can automate stress tests to run with every code push. For example, using GitHub Actions, you can set up a workflow to trigger a stress test job. This ensures that your application is tested automatically, making it a key practice in DevSecOps.
Automation for the win. But I have to ask, any common pitfalls we should avoid?
Indeed, there are a few. One major pitfall is not considering the test environment's impact on your results. It's crucial to run tests in a controlled environment to ensure reproducibility. And of course, always be mindful of security and rate limiting to avoid false positives.
This has been a deep dive, but I'm not scared anymore. I feel ready to put my code on that treadmill.
That's the spirit, Jamie. And for our listeners, remember, stress testing is about making your application robust and ready for anything the digital world throws at it.
Before we wrap up, any final tips or resources for our listeners eager to master Python stress testing?
Absolutely. Start by exploring Python's Asyncio library and look into AIO HTTP for making asynchronous requests. Don't forget to check out the Python Packaging User Guide for managing your environments. And as always, experiment and learn from each test.
Thanks, Alex. And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. Dive into Python stress testing, and may your code be resilient and your tests enlightening.
Don't forget to subscribe to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for more tech deep dives. Until next time, keep coding and stay curious.